Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Legislation to provide billions of dollars in new security assistance for Ukraine and Israel has been blocked by Republican members of the US Senate. They're insisting on more funding for tougher immigration control at the US border with Mexico before any other foreign assistance is given. The Ukrainian MP, Alexei Honcharenko, said he wasn't surprised.
It was clear already for several days that this attempt will not be successful because there is no compromise between Democrats and Republicans about the border policy for the moment. And it's a very pity that Ukraine became a hostage of this internal political struggle.
The former president of Peru, Alberto Fujimori, has been freed after more than 15 years in jail for corruption and human rights violations during his time in office. The 85-year-old was released after the Constitutional Court reinstated a presidential pardon issued 6 years ago. Hundreds of his supporters surrounded his car as he left Lima's Barbadillo prison. Israel's Foreign Minister Eli Cohen has sharply criticised the UN Secretary General after Antonio Guterres appealed to the Security Council by invoking Article 99 in the UN Charter to help a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Nida Taufik is in New York.
It's quite a dramatic move, and certainly one that's meant to send a clear message to the Security Council that the Secretary General is frustrated with them and is trying to remind them of their responsibilities. I think it's worth noting that this is the first time that Antonio Guterres has ever invoked Article 99, which essentially gives him the power to bring to the attention of the Security Council matters that he thinks are of a grave threat to the maintenance of international peace and security.
The Rwandan government has threatened to withdraw from a deal with Britain that would enable London to send asylum seekers to Rwanda if it does not respect international law. The Rwandan foreign minister said it had always been crucial for both Rwanda and the UK to uphold the strictest legal norms. Myeni Jones is in Kigali. G7 leaders have agreed to ban Russian diamonds from next year, further tightening sanctions over Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The announcement came after a virtual summit with President Zelensky. The new ban follows a raft of other sanctions on Russia over financial institutions as well as technology and energy exports. You're listening to the latest world news on the BBC. Italy has withdrawn from China's trillion-dollar Belt and Road Initiative 4 years after becoming the only G7 country to sign up to the vast trade and infrastructure programme. The Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, has called the previous government's decision to join the project a big mistake. Beijing sees the project as a new Silk Road, building cooperation and transport links around the world. Critics say it's an attempt to build China's political and economic power. Police in Las Vegas say at least three people have died and one has been injured in a shooting at a local university campus. The gunman is also dead. The Metropolitan Police Department did not elaborate on the circumstances of the incident in the U.S. state of Nevada. Kevin McMail is the local sheriff.
I want to say to the community, there's no further threat. I will tell you that this combined police, state, local and federal law enforcement, along with the fire department, worked very well. We do have one suspect down. We have no idea on the motive. There are a number of victims that have been transported to area hospitals. We are continuing the investigation here. This is still a very active and dynamic scene.
Google has unveiled a new artificial intelligence system that it says has advanced reasoning capabilities and can, in its words, think more carefully when answering hard questions. It's been launched in more than 170 countries worldwide as an upgrade to Google's existing AI chatbot, Bard. The tech giant says the new model, Gemini, is the first to outperform human experts on certain tasks. Google said a more powerful version of Gemini would be released across more products and services in the coming months. BBC News.